Some quick answers for you. I was born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I had no brothers or sisters. Not only did I go to my high school prom, I later wrote a TV movie called Senior Trip for CBS, which was an autobiographical piece about our senior high school class trip to New York City. It is available on DVD, not to be confused with National Lampoon's Senior Trip. I got interested in show business in the eighth grade when I bought a tape recorder and got some friends together when we recorded our version of Orson Welles' 1939 broadcast of The War of the Worlds. Then in the 10th grade, I played Scrooge in A Christmas Carol and decided I had to be in the theater. Growing up, I had a boxer dog from the time I was in third grade until I was a sophomore in college. She lived to be 13. Her name was Countess. I use both a laptop and a desktop computer. In V, the second generation, both the characters of Emma and that of Stella are amalgams of real people who were drawn into the resistance during World War II. I decided that making the leader a female in the second generation was more interesting because I don't think we have yet seen on our planet a female dictator. I read a lot of history, historical biographies, and science. In fiction, I tend to go for the classics, including Dickens, Dostoevsky, de Maupassant, Victor Hugo, and practically everything from Milton's Paradise Lost up through Mark Twain's work. I just finished reading the new Pavir Volokonsky translation of War and Peace, which I enjoyed a lot. I had read War and Peace back in 1982, and it helped me immensely in the formulation and the creation of my original V by watching what Tolstoy had done with all of his different characters and how he had later interweaved them so brilliantly. I never could have written V had I not read War and Peace. My kids and their classmates only ever thought of me as just another dad, and the fact that I happened to work at a movie studio doing television was fun for them. It was great for them to be able to come to the set and meet people like Bill Bixby, Lou Ferrigno, Lindsay Wagner, and many others, and realize that even though they seemed to be larger than life on television, in truth, they were just ordinary people like us.